This whole thing about dry bones is about God's people. This is not about people that don't know God. This is about people who know God. And Ezekiel, God comes up to him and he says, "Son of man, can these bones live?" And maybe we sometimes, as Ezekiel, we're looking around. We're looking at all these bones, maybe bones from our lives, maybe bones of other people's lives, maybe of Miami. Maybe we're looking around and we just see such hopelessness. Maybe we think hopeless, that our lives are sometimes hopeless, that we're never going to be the child of God that we need to be. And he asks, Son of man, can these bones live? His response, "Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Only you know." Then he said to me, "Prophesy to these bones and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Prophesy, speak, teach, preach, speak over, and not just any old words, the word of the Lord. Do you know the word of the Lord? And these are basic things. These are things, these are not magical things. Sometimes I see preachers on TV or I listen to them on the radio, and they make such a mockery of God's word because it makes it sound like if you do the right chant, if you do the right, say the prayer in the right way, God will hear you, because otherwise he won't. That's not the point. The point is, do you know God's word? And do you use it? Do you apply it? Do you live it? Do you say it? Do you let it penetrate the bones of your body? See, because that's what God's word is supposed to do. It's supposed to penetrate the bones of your body. It's supposed to penetrate your heart, your mind, your soul. Speak those words out. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, breath, spirit, God's spirit, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I was prophesying, there was a noise. Could you imagine? They're all moving. He hears a noise. There's a rattling noise from the bones, and the bones came together, bone to bone. And that is just a reminder to us, there is hope. And we forget that God is the God of the impossible. And we forget that God is the God of hope. He is the God of faith. He is the God of love. And even in the midst of dry bones, in a valley full of death, God's power can still bring things to life. Ezekiel, what shall I do? What do I do? At no point does God say to Ezekiel, are you ready for this? You have to do this. You have to do that. There's no series of tests that he has to go through. He just has to have a willing heart to go and prophesy. Don't let the bone syndrome mentality take over you. It's a state of being. It is a way of thinking. And sometimes we let that syndrome take over us. I think I've shared with you before the story of a soldier that he went into the army because he wanted to get a good education. And he figured that if he went into the army, he could get a good education and he could, then when he got out of the army, do something with his life. That was his plan. And then the Twin Towers fell. There was an attack here on American soil. And he was all upset because he knew that this meant that we would go to war. And his words were, I never saw this coming. I did not want to go to war. I did not sign up for this. And that's what a dry bone says. If your mentality is, I did not sign up for this. I did not sign up, you know, to go through all of these things. I'm busy. I got other things to do. If that is your mentality, there's a dry bone mentality. That's why you're dry. Where is your heart? Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? The feast is set for you. Revival can only happen when we stop thinking like dry bones and allow the Spirit of God to bring breath and life into our lives and into our worlds. I think about Miami. This is our place. This is our home. This is where we live. And a lot of things happen here in this place. A lot of good and a lot of bad. And this is just Miami. We're not talking about the whole world. We're not talking about the whole scope of the United States or about everything that happens in the world. But I just want to share a couple of statistics with you about what's happening in our world. Drugabuse.gov tells us that in the year 2013, 22.7 million Americans needed treatment related to drugs and alcohol. Since then, we have the opioid epidemic. I don't know if you guys have been aware that there is an epidemic where a lot of people are dying because of that drug, of the opioid addiction. We have the statistic that 3 out of every 4 young people leave the church right after high school. We have Christianity Today, which is a Christian magazine, had an article recently observing how young women are leaving the church. Now, the thing is that usually the church, women are higher in attendance than men. But because of teachings and because of certain prejudices that church puts down women, a lot of them are leaving the church. I believe in the United States, we have approximately 1 million abortions a year. UNICEF talks about the human trafficking problem that we have with prostitution, pornography. And it is staggering, the numbers of human trafficking. And Miami is one of the major cities for human trafficking. In the whole world, there are about 21 million people that are used for human trafficking purposes. We have statistics on children, on child abuse. 1 out of every 4 girls are sexually abused. 1 out of every 6 boys are sexually abused. These are just a few statistics about what's happening in our world. And if we're dry bones, we think, well, what can I do for me, for myself? And we don't realize that we need to prophesy God's word. We need to talk to the people that are out there. And we need to let them know that there's an answer. We are God's people. We are God's people. We are the ones who need to go out there and we need to say, hey, God, there is a God and there is a solution. And maybe they'll hear us and maybe they won't. But that's not what God says to Ezekiel. He says, go and prophesy over the bones. Go. And God sometimes places us in situations that are uncomfortable, situations where we're surrounded by dry bones and we don't know what to do. We feel comfortable here. But we need to go out and we need to bring people here. We need to go out and to give God's word and breath of life because we have received it. And because we have received that life, we need to give it to others. We need to let them know that there is an answer. Bill Bright, he was the man who started the Campus Crusade for Christ. And he died, if I'm correct, in 2003. And he had a pulmonary fibrosis, if I have that correct. And he was dying. And he didn't want to stop working for the Lord. And he could barely breathe. He had to work with machines and everything. So what could he do? He wrote a book. He wrote The Journey Home, talking about dying, and it's about finishing with joy. And one of his words, one of his phrases is, no matter what my age, no matter what my health, my loving Heavenly Father still has work for me to do, and I will intercede for my world with my last breath. And that should be our motto. That should be our focus, with my last breath. I'm going to give God my best. I'm going to intercede, not just for myself, but everybody around me. This is a video that I want to show you about this very passage.